thank you all for, thank you for joining and zooming in. I'm going to ask the clerk if she'll call the roll, please.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Adams.
Here.
Commissioner Armstrong.
Here.
Commissioner Barlow.
Here.
Commissioner Copeland.
Here.
Commissioner Dunham.
Here.
Commissioner Fee.
Here.
Commissioner.
Because I have read, like, on the Great
Pyramids,
they
were
actually sleeping in the
chicken.
Here. Commissioner
Murphy.
Here. Here.
Commissioner.
Right.
Here. Broke up on me.
Not yet.
True,
yeah.
Well, our dogs are babies. And I have a big 80-pound dog, but he stays inside.
Commissioner,
yeah.
Here.
We're getting
some background. Someone needs to mute. I don't know who it is, but I think we're getting some background. Okay. Go ahead, Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Turner.
Here.
Commissioner Twisdick.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Wooten. Is Commissioner Schofer on?
I'm here.
Okay, and then what about Commissioner Mason?
He's on.
And then Commissioner Snead, I saw he was on and then he left, but is he back?
No, ma'am.
Okay, the only one that I'm missing is Commissioner Wooten. Looks like we got 17 present.
One absent. I declare that to be a quorum. I'm going to ask Commissioner Bob Wilson if he'll lead our invocation.
Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Our most gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, and all the blessings that come our way today. We thank you for the recent blessings of having a vaccine to combat this terrible pandemic. And we are thankful for all the healthcare workers that are administering the vaccine here in Tifton County. We appreciate that. We appreciate them. Lord, we ask that you'll be with us as we go through this meeting. And we always ask that you grant us the wisdom to know and the courage to defend the public's interest. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Item number 4 on the agenda, commissioners, are the minutes of our previous month's meeting. Do we have a motion on the minutes?
So moved, Mason.
Second, Armstrong. Right,
motion is made by Commissioner Mason, seconded by Commissioner Armstrong. Any questions regarding the minutes is mailed out? Any objection to approving the minutes? Without objection, then, the motion carries and the minutes of the prior meeting are approved. Item number 5 on the agenda is the election of notaries.
Barbara Jean Borum, Frankie Melinda Byram, Elizabeth Diggs, Kathy Diggs, Teresa Lemur, Meg Shogun, Bob Franklin, Chris Walker, and Annie J. Weathers.
Would anyone like to add a name to that list? If not, do we have a motion that those individuals be elected as notaries in Tipton County?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Copeland. Is there any discussion regarding the election of these individuals as notaries? Any objection to approving these individuals as notaries in Tipton County? If not, without objection, the motion carries and those Tipton Countyans are elected as Tipton County notaries. Thank you. Item number six on the agenda, commissioners, is a COVID-19 vaccination report. I've asked Director Donovan if he'll give us a report. I think he's probably giving one to the General Welfare Committee, so I apologize to you hearing the report again, but the numbers are looking much, much, much better. So this is one of those COVID reports that I'm kind of looking forward to hearing, but Director Donovan, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good evening, commissioners. Got some anniversaries coming up. You may not know, we've been at this fighting the COVID virus for 1 year, basically. I think it was early March when we first started dealing with it, especially in Tennessee. It was March the 13th of last year was the last in-person day of school for Tipton County Board of Education. We had our first positive case in Tipton County on March the 20th. So some 1 year anniversaries for some things that really changed the way we live, to be honest with you. I remember, and I'm gonna get to the report in just a minute, but you think about how our lives have changed in the last 12 months. And I remember early on, I was sitting in the administrative building there and county executive myself were on a meeting with the West Tennessee mayors. And I remember conversation, everybody was saying, it was the mask. And they were talking about where in the world are we going to get masks? And then you look at where we are now, and there's probably, it would be easier to tell you the places that are harder to tell you the places that don't sell them now versus the ones that do. They're everywhere, and that's a good thing. But anyway, it's been a heck of a year. As county executive said, we have a good report as far as cases. As of today, we have 92 active cases, so we're staying under that 100 mark. And our average positive percentage is 1.9% today. If y'all remember, we hit over 20% at one time. And that threshold that we kind of look at is the 10% average positive percentage. The 10% is what puts you into the red category on the White House maps. So us being at 1.9% is very, very good news for Tipton Countyans. As of today, we've had 103 deaths as of today. So I'll move on into, not unless somebody has a question about the cases before I start moving into the vaccines and that process, I'll be glad to take them. If not, I'll move into our vaccines and operations and kind of where we're headed on the phases in Tipton County and across the state. As of today, we've given 7,174 vaccines in, and that's through the Tipton County Health Department, 7,174. And of course, there's other, the hospital and other pharmacies are starting to come on, get on board with giving vaccines, and we think that's going to increase. I'll discuss that a little bit more later, but I think over time, the ability for people that want to get a vaccine, that's going to be increased more and more. I don't know if you've been through, I know some of you have been through the park lately and how it's changed, but we set up the ability to run two lines. We put a big 40 by 40 tent in the park, and you drive, we have the ability to run two lanes through there. So what that does, like last Friday morning, in an hour, in 165 minutes, we gave 300 vaccines. So that's not far from being two vaccines per minute. That's moving along pretty good. So that being said, we have the setup now. We have the personnel in place. If the customers are there, we're going to take care of them and take care of them in a timely manner. In the park, of course, through the health department, we still are giving the Moderna. We're no longer doing any testing in the park. If you remember, we were doing the testing on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Those numbers started decreasing on the testing, so we moved that back to the health department, and that gave us another, at the end of a week, it gave us another full day of being able to do vaccines when we included Tuesday and Thursday mornings. We've currently, as of today, moved, we dropped down one phase. We moved to the 1C, and that basically include, it, what that does, it takes care of anybody that wants to take the Moderna, 18 years of age or older, that has an underlying health condition. That can be anything as serious as heart disease, COPD, any kind of lung issues, high blood pressure, body mass index greater than 30, and a whole list of things that liver disease, dementia, things like that. Basically, and again, it covers a wide list of health conditions that are at risk. In the general welfare meeting, it was asked, do these people have to show proof of any health concerns? They do not. All they got to do is when they go online, go to the link that I'll discuss in a minute. They can list that they've got high blood pressure, or asthma, or whatever their health concern is, and they can get an appointment. So we think that moving into the 1C is going to increase business, if you will. Last week we met. We were a little concerned because the numbers had dropped off. We one day last week we did 120 people. That's a slow day for us. So we started talking about some of the things that we thought maybe were contributing to this. And at the end of the discussion, I think we kind of all came to the conclusion that it's a lot of things. More people are given the vaccines. It's not as much attention being focused on the vaccine as it was by the media, you know, a month ago. But then we also thought that going to the 1C would bring in more people. And I think today is a good example of that it did. We had a pretty busy day, and I talked to people and try to, just talk to them about where they're from. It kind of leads them to tell me that, like today, that they were glad. Like one guy told me, he said, "This is the first time in my life I was glad that I had high blood pressure," because he was able to come in and get his vaccine. So it increases more people to that want to get the vaccine in the arm to get it. The appointments. One of the things that we talked about, and it's been a concern, and we've talked about this in the general welfare meeting, is the confusion that it's been. Since we started this back in January, there's been 6 changes of the way people make an appointment. We've gone through 3 different phone numbers, starting with the health department, and then the 3-1 number. And then we went to the 866 number that's still active. And then there was 3 different links, websites and links that you could go to. So it's been confusing for people because of the constant change. I hope that what they have in place now stays for more than 2 weeks, to be honest with you. But at this point in time, the web link to make an appointment is covid19.tn.gov. And that gives you the opportunity to go find a day that you want to come in and a time that you want to make your appointment. So you can do that. I talked to a guy this afternoon that made an appointment like 15 minutes before him coming to the park to get a vaccine. And then the 866-442-5301 is the call center in Jackson that people are able to call as well.
Director Donovan, will you repeat that website again, covid19.tn.gov?
That's correct.
And then the number again, please?
866-442-5301.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. As of today, before today, when somebody got ready to get their, or when they were ready or coming up to get their second dose, they were called, and a lot of times they were called and sent a text message telling them a day and a time to come to get their second dose. As of today, that's changing. You have to go to either one of these web links. I mean, the website or the telephone number that I just mentioned to make an appointment for your second dose starting today. That's probably a good thing. The question is, there's going to be some time frame between the ones that have been told they were going to call to the ones that, like today, that they have to go online to make an appointment. So those people that are in that transition phase, I guess, they will be called they will be called until, we phase more into somebody getting online or calling for their second appointment. We're starting to have, again, as I mentioned, Miller's Pharmacy in Covington, Walmart are now giving vaccines. They're giving the Moderna. Kroger in Atoka is giving the Pfizer, and Walgreens is coming. They'll be coming on board soon. Now, there is also a web link. It's called vaccinefinder.org, and that lets somebody go online, and you can find what pharmacies have, what vaccines, if it's available, and what dates are available, and you can make your appointment through that. And that's for the pharmacies only. And I think if you go to the vaccinefinder.org and you just click on Tipton County, It will click, it will change, it will send you over to the COVID-19.tn.gov web link. I think that's about it, Mr. Chairman. If somebody has some questions, I'll be glad to take them.
All right, anyone have any questions? Commissioner Dunman mentioned the death rate. That is one of the disappointing statistics. I think it's 103 now. If you look from July to December, we picked up, I think, 44 deaths during that time. And then from the first week in December to last week, it went from 44 to 100 pretty quickly. So thank goodness the numbers, the positivity rate of 1.9, the numbers are all going in the right direction now. But pretty much everyone knows someone or has heard of someone they know who's had a family member that's been sick or passed away from COVID-19. So it's looking much better now than it has in a long, long time. But I want to thank Director Dunham for all his work. He's down there. You know, he's on the line, as they say down there. They got the National Guard folks. They were down there today. They've worked hard. The Tipton County Sheriff's Department, the Covington Police Department's had folks down there. The Tipton County Health Department's had folks down there. And they, I mean, they've just had a lot of folks doing a lot of work. The weather was pretty good today, but for a lot of those days, the weather wasn't very good at all. But they really have got it organized well, and seems to be that folks are getting moved through. I'll stop by there and ask folks, you know, how long have you been here and all. Everyone seemed to be pretty much pleased with the experience. And then after you take the vaccination, of course, you have to wait 15 minutes to make sure there's no reaction. And they got a place that, you know, you're directed to park. And then after your 15 minutes, you can go. So I do think the setup has worked pretty well. And again, I thank all those folks for their hard work and really kind of going, you know, beyond what they signed up for, quite frankly, to try to help folks get some protection from this virus. So thanks to all the folks. All right, item, any questions? All right, item number 7 is a report from the Finance Committee.
Good evening, Commissioners. The Finance and Administration Committee met at 4:30 on March 1st, 2021 at the Tipton County Administration Office. Members present were Commissioners Adams, Barlow, Copeland, Fee, Mason, Smith, Sneed, and Turner. Also present was County Executive Jeff Huffman, Public Works Director Shannon Reed, and School Finance Director Peggy Murdoch. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked Commissioner Turner to open the meeting with prayer. On the agenda for this meeting, Commissioners, we had the first three items were budget amendments. In all of these amendments here, no new monies were added to the budget, no hits to fund balance, all were interfund transfers. First on the agenda, we had Director Shannon Reed. A motion was made by Commissioner Mason and seconded by Commissioner Adams that the Finance and Administration Committee recommend to the full legislative body to approve the Public Works Department's amendments as presented for funds 116 and 131. The motion carried with none opposing. Next, we had on the agenda, we had the fire prevention and control budget. Chief Piercy requested $4,000 be transferred from communication to 790, which is other equipment, I believe, for some air masks and some straps and things of that nature. A motion was made by Commissioner Turner and seconded by Commissioner Copeland and Smith that the committee recommend to the full legislative body to approve the fire prevention and control budget amendments as presented for the month of March. That motion carried with none opposing. Next, we had Ms. Peggy Murdoch. She came with amendments to the general purpose school fund. This is regarding the governor's bonuses that he put in the budget. And so Ms. Peggy came to get those funds put in the proper place. A motion was made by Commissioner Barlow and seconded by Commissioner Copeland that the committee recommend to the full legislative body to approve the Board of Education's budget amendments as presented for the general purpose school fund. That motion carried with none opposing. Lastly, the county executive, he was on the agenda. He wanted to give a report. He briefed the finance committee on several upcoming items regarding the county's finances and the upcoming budget. He also gave a COVID-19 update and as well as a UT Ag extension update regarding the depot building and how that progress is going. No action was taken on the county executive's report, and with no other business to come before the committee that night, a motion was made by Commissioner Mason and seconded by Commissioner Adams to adjourn. The motion carried with none opposing. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report. Thank you, Dr. Fee, for taking the minutes.
Yes, and County Executive, I'd like to make that motion that the report of the Finance and Administration Committee be adopted.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Fee, seconded by Commissioner Copeland, that the Finance Committee report be adopted. Any questions?
Any discussion? I'd just like to say, County Executive, to Commissioner Nafee, it's not looking too good about it being painted blue, Commissioner Nafee, so I'm just saying.
Got it. Okay.
The water tower.
Any other questions? Any other discussion? All right, is there any objection to approving the Finance Committee minutes? Any objection? Without objection, the motion carries and the Finance Committee minutes are adopted. Thank you. Do we have a report from the Public Works Committee? Chairman of the Public Works Committee, Commissioner Harold W. Twistle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everyone. The Kemper County Public Works Committee met the session on Monday, March 1st, 2021 through a Zoom meeting. The meeting was called to order by Chairman Twistle. Commissioners Wilson, Wooten, Schofer, Donovan, Atkins, Murphy, Kelly, and Armstrong were present. Director Shannon Reed and employee Darlene Wheeler, Gary Jackson, and Brandon Clark were also present. The meeting was opened with prayer by Commissioner Schofer. A motion was made by Commissioner Schofer, seconded by Commissioner Armstrong to approve the minutes for the month of February. Motion passed by roll call vote, none opposed. A motion was made by Commissioner Armstrong and seconded by Commissioner Kelly to approve the bills as reviewed for the month of February.
From me, I think it was Commissioner.
Motion passed by roll call, none opposed. A motion made by Commissioner Atkins, seconded by Commissioner Wooten, to award the bid for roadside spraying to Herbie Systems for $54 per mile for the spring spraying, $60 per mile for the summer spraying for fiscal year 2021. Motion passed for roll call, none opposed. A motion made by Commissioner Murphy and seconded by Commissioner Wilson to adjourn. Motion passed through roll call vote, none opposed. The meeting adjourned at 6:30 p.m.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to also say that we've got several roads that's tearing apart on kind of the freeze, so we're out working, Director Reed and employees as hard as they can trying to get them approved. We just have a lot of soft spots in there.
Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Tiffin County Public Works report be adopted.
All right. Is there a second to the motion to adopt the report?
Second by Commissioner Atkins.
All right. A motion has been made and seconded that the Public Works Committee report be adopted. Any discussion? Any questions? Any objection to adopting the Tipton County Public Works Committee report minutes? With that objection, then the motion carries and the Public Works Committee report is adopted. We have a report from the General Welfare Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Welfare Committee met in regular session on a Zoom meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Members present were Commissioners Wooten, Donovan, Kelly, Schofer, Wilson, Adkins, Twisdale, Armstrong, and Murphy. Also present, County Executive Jeff Huffman and County IT Director Boyd Hendricks. Chairman Bob Wilson called the meeting to order and established that a quorum was present. Chairman Wilson presented the February ambulance report to the committee. A motion was made by Commissioner Chris Armstrong and seconded by Commissioner Hal Twisdale to spread the report upon the minutes. That motion carried on a roll call vote with none opposed. EMA Director Tommy Dunnevant gave the committee an update on the COVID-19 situation in Tipton County, which you all heard just a few minutes ago. That to me is a very good report from where we have been, and I'm proud that our county is where we are with that. Thank you, Commissioner Dunnevant, for that report. Chairman Wilson gave the committee a report on the Governmental Affairs Committee and the Tennessee County Commissioners Association meeting held in Lebanon, Tennessee on February 26th. And this is a review of the bills that have been introduced that affect local government. And we went through just a few of those tonight. In that meeting, we reviewed 165 bills, the 6.5-hour meeting. It's always a long meeting every year when we do that. With no other business to come before the General Welfare Committee tonight, we had a motion to adjourn by Commissioner Twisdale and seconded by Commissioner Schofer. And without objection, the meeting adjourned at 6:47 p.m. And I would move adoption of the report, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there a second?
I second it, Mr. Chairman.
All right, the motion has been made by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Twizzle, to adopt the General Welfare Committee report. Is there any discussion or any questions on the report? Any objection to adopting the report? Without objection, then the motion carries and the General Welfare Committee report is adopted. Item number 10 on the agenda, commissioners, is the sheriff's report. And I think did they send out the minutes of the sheriff's report for the last two? So I think we just need a motion that those sheriff's reports be spread on the minutes of this commission meeting.
Yeah, I'll make that motion, Commissioner Adkins.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Atkins, seconded by Commissioner Copeland, that we spread the sheriff's reports on the minutes of this county commission meeting. Any discussion or any questions? Any objection to adopting the motion?
Yes, sir.
Without objection, then the motion carries and the sheriff's reports will be spread on the minutes of this commission meeting. I've got an addition here. I just got this afternoon, but I think I believe I talked to the finance committee about it some. The Tipton County Fire Department has been interested in applying for some equipment. Most of it is rescue equipment, and there's this community development block grant program that provides for applying for up to $400,000. In our case, in our county, the match is going to be somewhere around 20%. But we'd be applying for rescue equipment primarily. It would be rescue equipment on the water, boats, motors, and all kinds of other equipment that go with that. The resolution basically sets out the terms in that Tipton County would be responsible for the cash match. We'd be applying for the CDBG, and I have a list, a long list of, it's just kind of a wish list of equipment that Chief Piercy has put together that they would include in the application. And this is part of the HUD money. It's Title I of the Housing and Community Development Act. It's an old program, goes back to the mid-1970s. But I would need a motion to adopt this resolution that Tipton County apply for up to $400,000 of community development block grant money, and that would be responsible for the match, and that Community Development Partners, LLC, would provide assistance in the preparation and administration of the grant. In other words, they would be the grant writer, and if you're approved for the grant, then they get a percentage. If you're not approved for the grant, then they don't get anything, which is the standard procedure for a CDBG. But to do that, I would need to get these resolutions adopted so that they can go ahead and complete an income survey that has to be completed there.
I'll make that motion, Commissioner Schofer.
I'll second
Commissioner Mackey.
Commissioner Adams, are you seconding that?
Yes, sir.
Motion is made by Commissioner Schofer, seconded by Commissioner Adams, to adopt a resolution authorizing the proper officials to apply for a rural development, community development block grant, and that the resolution authorizing community development partners to provide the preparation and administration of the grant be approved. Are there any questions or discussion? Any objection to adopting the resolutions? All right. Without objection, the resolutions are adopted. The motion carries, and we'll get started on that. Thank you. Are there any announcements? I'm thinking that, commissioners, before we adjourn, our numbers 1.9 positivity is pretty safe unless the numbers just go up dramatically between now and our next meeting. You know, I'm hoping that we can get together in person for our April County Commission meeting and the committees in between there. So maybe this will be the last Zoom meeting we'll have for a while, unless the numbers take a turn for the worst, which we hope not. They keep talking about these variant viruses being out there, but hopefully, if we get enough folks vaccinated, that we'll be able to ward off any real damage from that. Does anyone have anything else?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The state of Tennessee has applied for a presidential declaration for the winter storm back in February. I think they have met that threshold for the state, and Tipton County has applied also, and we have met the threshold. So we will be meeting, Tipton County will be the applicant, and we will have Tipton County Public Works, City of Covington, Town of Brighton, Town of Atoka, City of Munford, and Poplar Grove Utility Districts will be on with us as at the Tipton County applicant. And we're meeting, got our first meeting with FEMA at here, the EMA facility at 9 o'clock in the morning. So maybe we can get some financial relief from some of that winter damage that we had back in February.
Yeah, Commissioner Donald, does that, after the declaration, the forms have to be filled? I know there's a long FEMA process. Does any of that require county commission approval that you know of? Right now, do you know if any resolutions got to be approved?
No, this is, it goes back. Right. If we have an approved hazard mitigation plan, that's going to have to be renewed as well, then we qualify for those extra dollars.
All right. All right, commissioners, anything else? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn. Murphy.
Chair, second.
Second.
Motion is by Murphy, seconded by?
Sneed.
Any objection to the motion? Without objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all. We appreciate it.
Good night.